Third time's the charm. Hello, good evening. Welcome to Stay in Bed and Listen. My cat's next to me, and I just want to say that I'm annoyed that his fur is flying around and sticking to my face because I've been brushing him on the regular now. My theory is he doesn't groom himself enough. Like, he's not one to give himself a 10-minute bath with his tongue. So I take a brush and I brush him out like a cat brush, you know? And there's so much fur that comes off. It's just incredible. I'm gonna keep doing it. See where it takes us. And as the months get warmer, he's only gonna shed more. So saving myself the trouble of getting all that hair trapped in the carpet that we've got. This is the kind of radio that I have for you, which is probably why I'm going to stop doing this. I don't know who listens to this. I don't know who listens to this and like for what purpose, but you get to hear me talk in bed. So that's something. Let me tell you what I did this weekend. Friday, I went out to a mom's night, and that was awesome. I wish I could have stayed longer, but I couldn't do it. I needed to get home, and it's an hour from the city back to my place. And of course, like, as soon as I get out of the metro into my neighborhood, there's cop cars driving super fast past where we were standing. And all I kept thinking to myself was like, yep, okay, no longer in Paris. And if you didn't know, the suburbs are just slightly, depending on which suburbs, but the suburbs tend to be a little bit more, well, there's like a lower economic, whatever you want to call it here. So it's more hood, but I mean, I don't mind. It doesn't bother me. I live in a neighborhood that's mostly families anyway. So, what else do I have? The next item up for bed was, that was my Friday, and then I was supposed to make plans, or I was supposed to have plans with a friend of mine that I haven't seen in a while. And I feel guilty saying this, but I knew that the person was going to cancel. It made me feel like a little guilty because I was like, am I like just being a shit friend to just think, well, they're definitely going to cancel, so don't get my hopes up. Well, no, I knew that. So I'm not mad, but I can't help but be annoyed because I'm like, dude, you always cancel and it's always like this. Do you got friends out there that do that? I feel like if you do that enough, you're not my friend for very long. And I hate that because, you know, it's just because I'm not very patient. So at least I've admitted it and now I can work on it. What else did I do? I studied stuff. You don't need to know. Nothing weird. Nothing like I studied crystal divination or something. I'm studying general marketing for websites because that's where everything's at. So that's what I looked at. And it's dry, but it's like the right kind of dry. Like somehow it feels comforting. So I'll probably dive a little bit deeper with that. But again, it just feels like I'm this Jill of all trades and a master of none. Like, I don't have a thing, you know. What's my high quality contribution to the world? I don't think I have one. I like clothes and fashion. I love cats. I love my daughter. I love eating with a sense of health. You know, I go for things that are like not overly processed or cooked too hard. And I don't know. I like trying to do things to like help myself out and help other people out. I like talking with friends. I don't know, man. I made it this far. Should just embrace the octopus in me. You know? Let it be. I don't know. God bless you for wanting to listen to this because I'm all over the map. So you have a good night. Peace.